All right, folks, Fisher folks, and actually all folks, it's time for a fishing report. Hey, Leaf.
What's up, Deputy D?
Well, I know that you're antsy to get out the door. You've got a fishing trip planned, but
yeah, you bet.
I want to know what's going on. I got a report from Boulder Creek. I know water's cleared up in a lot of places, and that was kind of the big if last time.
Right.
So is it happening?
Yeah, a couple friends of mine, they said they'd been up to one of those pools I'd looked at when I was on my way up there to Roger Lake that last time. We'd talked about that a little while ago, and I'd seen a little pool up there on Boulder Creek that really interested me, but I'd already kind of burnt the guys out, and they just wanted to go sit by some still water and not bushwhack anymore. And sure enough, one of those guys went back there, and they were actually doing a little gold panning, a little prospecting, and they crossed down and into Boulder Creek and up the other side to this fresh landslide cut and stopped through that pond that I had seen. And, and he said he got like, it was like 10 or 12 fish right away. He was using a little Panther Martin, I think Timber Tiger colored spinner, but I would bet any caddis or indicator or a small nymph setup would get you the same thing.
Did you get any color?
Well, he got what he said he was getting there was both brook trout and cutthroats.
No, I meant gold.
Oh, yeah.
Sparklies.
Well, that is undisclosed. I'm pretty sure I don't know much about mining, but I know enough to not say anything.
Okay. Okay.
He just got some samples. They were going to run it later.
Okay. Okay. Back to fishing.
Yeah.
So the water's clearing out, and is it everywhere? Or what's still running muddy, and what's getting clearer? Because I know these fish are going to be hungry.
Yeah. Well, you know, just last night I went down and fished one of my favorite holes there at the confluence of Beaver Creek and the Methow. Beaver Creek is still just pumping out like someone is, you know, running their garden hose through their briquette barbecue. It is incredibly black, and is affecting the river all the way down after that.
Okay.
The Twist River is kicking a little bit of something out from Bridge Creek, and the Methow can tend to have kind of a greenish from the stuff that's happening up on the pass. But I've had no problem as far as from basically Beaver Creek up to the closure point there on the Methow.
Okay, but things are coming around other than those basically
Oh, yeah, it's been great. You know, I mean, I've been throwing large terrestrial patterns, hoppers, big ant patterns and what have you, and then if you need a second chance at some of those fish, just rest them for a few, come back to them with a smaller pattern.
Yeah, okay. Okay, so go for the big lunch bill initially, but...
Yeah, you bet. You know, I mean, like we always say, big bug, big fish.
Yeah.
You know, I love double cheeseburgers, and so do they. And, you know, this is that time, I always forget to mention ahead of time, but you should really be thinking now, since it's safe to do so, I think, head up into that backcountry. This is when those carpenter ants are going to start to come off out of those trees.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, and it's cooling down. You can actually hike up that trail without having a heat stroke. And some of those lakes out there right now, like, you know, I've really been wanting to get out to Duffy. It's had some trail closure issues because of the landslides on War Creek. I've also wanted to get out to places like Varden. It's, it had that dose of triploid cutthroat trout, the only one I know of out there in the backcountry. And it'd be interesting to see what those West Slope look like triploided.
Yeah, that's some of my favorite fishing, actually, is up in the hills. It's probably because I'm a poor caster, but I like the mountains.
Yeah, you wait for them to cruise by, kind of give them a little bit of lead. And some of those lakes, you know, if you're anywhere close to what they're eating, man, they will feed voraciously, and some beautiful fish in that beautiful clean water up there and what a better backdrop.
Yeah, nothing like a fresh trout dinner when you're camping.
Oh man, that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, and if it, you know, just if anybody needs any more information, just go to flyfishersproshop.com. Check out our blog there. We'll keep you up to date as far as what's happening in the lowland, the highland, the midland, or what have you. And if you want to book a trip with us, call us at 509-429-7298. And Methow Fishing Adventures will do our best to get you out on the water and having fun. Hey, I want to say a quick shout out to my buddy Phil, because I know you're listening on the way to work. And if you guys wish you were going fishing instead of working, then just give us a call. We'll get you out there. And fish on!